Searle reached into his pocket and took out a compact switch box.
You know all about remotes, Animal. Remember your tractor? This is a remote.
He pointed at the two girls.
Now look closely and you will see. They're wearing a different kind of collar. See that red bulge on the side of the collar?
Johnny did, all too clearly. He felt sick.
That is a small bomb. It is enough to shatter their necks and blow their heads off. Understand, Animal?
Johnny glared.
This switch,
said Turl, pointing to his remote control box,
is the small animal. This switch,
and he pointed to another,
sets off the collar of the other animal. This box.
And what is the third switch?
Said Johnny.
Well, thank you for asking. I didn't think I was getting through to your rat brain. This third switch ignites a general charge in the cage that you do not know the location of, and that will blow up the whole lot.
Turl was smiling behind his faceplate, his amber eyes slitted, flickering, watching Johnny. At length, he continued.
This control box is always on my person. There are also two other remotes in places you don't know about. Now, is all that very clear to you?
It's clear to me,
said Johnny, repressing his shaking anger,
that one of the horses can come over and get electrocuted. It's also clear that you could accidentally trip those controls.
Animal, we are standing here jabbering and omitting the fact that I have truly befriended you.
Johnny was very alert. Turl took out a metal cutter and snipped off Johnny's collar. He then mockingly handed him its remains and the leash.
Run around. Feel liberty. Frisk!
Turl moved off and started picking up some odds and ends of tools he had strewn about while working. The stench of the electrocuted coyote was rank in the air.
And what do I pay for this?
Said Johnny. Turl came back.
Animal, you must have realized by now, in spite of your rat brain, that your best course is to cooperate with me.
In what way?
That's better, Animal. I like to see gratitude.
In what way?
Repeated Johnny.
The company has some projects that need doing. They are very confidential, of course. And you are standing there pledging your full cooperation, right?
Johnny looked at him.
And when they're all done, why, I will stagger you with gifts, and you can return to the mountains.
With them,
said Johnny, pointing at Chrissy and Patty.
Of course, and with your four-legged companions as well.